Regras para a Savinor, Jacob e Sol Pilchers, as regras para Daniela Scheiner, mas Joshua Falk. Ok, we will say today we're starting Chazara, as Hashem, and it'll take as long as it takes, and then we'll move on from there. So the first five packets. Okay, let's begin. So you have the Chazara questions on your. And after we finish Chazara, we have Pina, oral Pina, and we go from there. Okay, question number one. Tain divei Gemara be'inyan dover she'b'minyan. So the Gemara in Beitza on Daf Hei Amud Aleph, that's page three, says, So Dover Shebeminyan, so Shecht always explains, something that came to the Besdin, Sanhedrin, and they took a vote on it. Dover Shebeminyan means they took a vote on a certain halachic issue, and they made it a halacha drabbanon. So the question, like any din derabbanan, a takana derabbanan, is a dover shebeminyan. How did they make Hanukkah? How did they make Purim? How did they make all dinim derabbanan? How did they make the, like Rav Shechter likes to quote, the issa refuah b'shabbos, right? That you can't take refuah b'shabbos unless you're a chayla. But if you're a bari, you're a healthy person, you just have a mechush ba'alma, you have some type of discomfort, but you're basically healthy, just have a minor ailment that's not making you bedridden or of sorts. So you can't take medicine on Shabbos because we're afraid that if you're going to take the medicine on Shabbos, you're going to come to take herbs, and actually, and the medicine usually was made from herbs. And you would grind the herbs on chunks. So, as Shechter says, that's also a Dover Sheba Minyan. They had to vote on it, so to speak. That the Beis Din had a vote to pass this halacha. So called Dover Sheba Minyan, Sarach Minyan Latiro. In other words, it doesn't lose. The halacha doesn't wither away just because, as Rav Shechter pointed out, just because the reason no longer applies. You would have to have another Beis Din. We'll have to see, maybe go to, maybe even bigger. We'll see what the status of that Beis Din is. You'd have to have a Beis Din to appeal it, to repeal, appeal, and then it would go all the way. Say if you hold Yom Tov Sheni. Is a Dover Sheba Minyan. That the Chachamim made a takana that if it's a safek, we have to have this new Yontif Sheni. And even though today we don't know, we do know when it is, but since it was never repealed, the takana, it remains. We don't say, well, doesn't, the reason doesn't exist anymore, so automatically that. Other branches of Judaism are, they have that idea that it doesn't apply, so why should we keep it anymore? This was probably one of the main divides between Orthodoxy and other branches, is that we believe in Dover Sheba Minyan, so that it doesn't just. So the Takana Drabbanan remains unless the Beis Din went ahead and said, we're going to remove this Takana. I'll take all the questions in a second. So that's the Rambam writes in Hilchos Mamrim on page five. Beis Din shegozru gzeira, lo shetiknu takana, in Higu Minog Pasha Adover Bechol Yisrael, Ma'amar Achrayim Bezdin Acher. Another Bezdin wants to call B'kesh Levatel Devarim. They want to undo what the first Bezdin said. V'akor also Atakon also Gzer also Minog. Einu Yochol Ad Shiye Godol Min Harishona Bechochmu V'minyan. Has to be a greater best. Has to be Godel, the Chochma, or the Minyan. Afilu Batel Hatam Shemiglol Godzor Harishono Miskino Einachman Yichol Vatel. Even if the reason no longer applies, the Rambam says, it still has to be officially repealed by a Bezdin that's Godel, the Chochma, or the Minyan.
Obvious
questions about things like Akum is a question whether it's a Dovish or a Minion or not. I mean, meaning Chol of Akum was right. In other words, Chol of Akum, in other words, certain things or not necessarily a davar shebeminyan. Certain things maybe they the bezdin was masakin, but but not necessarily as a davar shebeminyan. What does that mean? That means that, like Rav Shechter claims, that certain times they. As maybe put the reason into the Nusach HaTakana, and then those things perhaps would go away if the reason didn't apply. But Davish of a Minyan means they made it, like Rav Shechter points out, Stam Takana. And that's what the Chassid Sofer says is the Pshat by Chol of Akum. That Chol of That's what's the machlokis between the Chasam Sofer and the Pri Chodesh.
Right.
That Chasam Sofer says in a Hanami that Chol of Akum is Aser. Right. And even if the reason doesn't apply, because today we're not going to put, you have laws and it's no chashash, there's going to be shreif milk mixed in, pig's milk, it's illegal. Nonetheless, it's aser, whereas others, like the Pri Chadash, said no, that it was never a davar shebeminyan. It was they made it as you see. It's hard to know what things are a davar shebeminyan. So Rav Shechter claims, based on the Mishkan of Yaakov, that maybe it depends on whether the Chachamim put the reason into the Nusach HaTachan or not. But it's still hard to know even that. So, so that's why many hold that you have to treat. Unless you see from the, you see, my Chol of Israel, the Gemara seems to give indication that when the reason doesn't apply, maybe, if the Gemara seems to indicate that there's fluidity to the Takana, so then that's a given that it's not considered a davar shebeminyan. So we'll have to see the different Gemaras by Chol of Yisrael, as we've spoken about. Maybe the Gemara will imply that when the reason doesn't apply, but if the Gemara doesn't say that, that when the reason doesn't apply, this doesn't apply, then we have to assume that it applies even if the reason no longer applies, that it's a davar shebeminyan. Right, so right, because I mean, it could be that my machronim only applied when there was Melech Sdomis or something like that, and we don't have Melech Sdomis. We don't have that salt in the that could. Right. But you're right, it's a very hard thing to know when it is and when it isn't. So that's why we normally assume that it is, unless the Gemara seems to indicate that it's not. So we'll see. It happens to be, maybe there are Mefarishim Gemaras by Chol of Yisrael, as we'll see, as we've seen already, that might indicate that the reason doesn't always apply. So that's the answer. Okay, so that's Tein Divrei HaGemara b'inyan Dovah sheb'minyan. Okay. So that's this Gemara in Beitza Daf Hei. This Gemara in Beitza Daf Hei. Okay. Number two. Taint Sugis HaGemar B'inyan HaTam L'Esser Shulchalov Shulchol Bo'achu V'in Yisrael Roehu. So we have a Gemara in Avodah Zarah. Eil Dvarim Shal Ovei Kachavim V'in Yisrael Yisrael
So,
you have cholov that was milked by a guy, and there was no Jew present at the time. So that's us. So the Gemara asks on page one of Lamehavid Beis, cholov lemay nechosh. What are you worried about? If you're worried about that they're gonna switch the milk, Tor Chiver Tomei Yorok. So kosher milk is white, and non-kosher milk is Yorok. Rav Shach always says Yorok is like yellow, as like a yellow appearance. Vimishum Iaruve. So why don't we just try to put an agent in the milk to make it into cheese? Because why? Cholov tamei ain't omed. But cholov tamei doesn't become cheese, even if you put the agent in, the davar hamamid. The agent that should make it from milk to cheese, Cholov Tamei doesn't change its form like that. But what do you see very simple from this Gemara? That the Gemara is saying that even though this might be the reason, but if there's a way of figuring out, then maybe the reason shouldn't apply. But the Gemara could have said, that no, you're right, but we still asked it across the board. It seems for the Gemara, you could say the Gemara is questioning the reason why they ever employed the sister. But the Gemara, you know, is why did they even make it into a Dover Sheba Minyan? Because the simple shot of the Gemara is trying to say, if we could be able to tell, then it should be okay. But you could read the Gemara differently. You could say the Gemara means to say that no, that that's why they made it into a Dover Sheva Minyan, because you're not going to be able to tell. But the simple shot seems to Mashma that if there's a way of you telling, you'll just tell, and then there shouldn't be no reason for the Issa. So that's what the Gemara says. Cholov l'may nechosh. What are you worried about with the cholov? If you're afraid that they're going to change it, switch the milks, but it's going to be noticeable because kosher milk is white and non-kosher milk is yellow. If you're afraid that they're going to mix pig's milk in the kosher milk, so nekum. Just try to make it into cheese. Dama mar, cholov tor omeid, cholov tomei eno omeid. So we'll see if it becomes cheese, because Chol of Torah becomes cheese and Chol of Tevi doesn't. So if you'll see that not everything became cheese, that indicates that there was a mixture of Chol of Tameh in the mixture. So the Gemara says, so what do you need to make a gzera? Just figure it out. So the Gemara says, Ike da boy ligvino hochinami. In other words, if you're interested in making cheese, then this would be a good way of testing it. You try to make cheese and see if it works. But you want to machal, as she says. You want milk in the food. So therefore, you're not interested in making a cheese. So what are you telling me to make a cheese? But I want cheese now. I want to just have the milk. So then how am I going to tell? So that's why Chazal said, okay, we're going to make it zera. You're right. If you want to make a cheese, we'll tell you just, we'll see what happens if it becomes cheese. V'nishkol minei kali v'nekim. So why don't we just in a hanami, you don't want to make it into cheese, but you'll take a little bit, you'll just take out a little spoonful, and you'll make that into cheese, and see if that becomes cheese, and that'll be able to indicate whether you can drink the rest of the milk or not. Came into Batar Nami, you can assume in Lokaimi, Lekin Lame Kamala. So he says that even in kosher milk, not everything becomes cheese. So you'll never be able to tell because if you make it into cheese and some becomes cheese and some becomes not, it's not an indicator that necessarily that there's non-kosher milk. Because even by kosher milk, not everything becomes cheese.
What about the fact? Yeah.
Yeah, but if you mixed it in, you're not going to be able to tell the color anymore. So the Gemara says, even if he wants a cheese, he can decline the that is still going to be some milk. Betocha gumos. And maybe that milk is from Chol of Tameh. So he said, make it into cheese, but if you make it into cheese, so maybe it'll become cheese, but it'll have milk in between, and maybe that milk is Chol of Tameh. So therefore, I guess it's not so easy to remove the milk that's in the cheese. So therefore, he says that there's no solution. The only solution must be that they... that you need Yisrael Ruwayn. You need Yisrael Ruwayn. So that's the Gemara. So let's look now at the Pri Chadash. And Siman Kuf Tezvav. Mu b'di'eved. Let's see what does it say in Shulchan Aruch. So first, Shulchan Aruch says Chol of Shachal Bogoyim, page 31. V'ini Yisrael Rovei Also Shem Iro Bo Chol of Tameh. But the Ramah says, "Chatzili, you need the Israel to be there the whole time." So he says, "L'chora mash." Look at the Prichadish now, on top line, page 31 on the left. L'chora mash, which avshalo ra hakli shecholvim bo, avshalo numtza mitchil tzachaliv the mutter. So he says it's mashma from the Ramah that you don't have to see the whole chaliva. But he says not true. The Beit Peretz, I feel in Dover Tamei Be'edro Yeshlach. This is question three we're doing here. So it says, "Kasev beis Yosef b'shem Shmak Rabbeinu Peretz. I feel in Dover Tomei be'edro yeshlach mil Yos Shem Yisrael b'tchilas Chaliva. Pen Yarev v'yasim agoy chol of Tomei b'tchil kodem shevo Yisrael." In other words, even if you don't have any non-kosher animals in the eder in the herd, you still need a Jew to be there at the beginning to see that there was nothing put in the barrel. Maybe something was taken from someplace else and poured in. So the Jew has to be there from the very beginning. So the chachila, tzarech liros b'kli shelo haya dover tome. V'gam tzarech liros t'chilas chaliva. Mi'u b'dievedim lora b'kli rak t'chilas chaliva. He didn't see the kli. He just saw the t'chilas chaliva, but b'dievedim smutah. But really, he should get there and see that there's nothing in the kli from before. Because maybe something was taken in from elsewhere. So he says, but then he says, the Chor Yire, Shafila Inshim Dover Tome Be'edro, Veleka Mechash, Klali Chlufi Cholov Tome, Mikomokum Lopolo Grabon Vasu Cholov Shachov Goy Ve Yisrael Roe, Midi Havik Vina Shal Goy, Afi Mir Duba Sovim Lufar. So he says, no. He dives with Shapir in the second wide line. Ainz and Mechuvak. The Vadai Cholov Shal Goy, Lo Asru El Hecha Di Ika Chashash Milsa. He says the only time they acid Cholov Yisrael is when there's a Chashash of Tarovus. And how does he know that? Because the Gemara says, Feinu Mutar Machil Cholov Shal Cholov Goy Yisrael Reyu, Prin and Lahad Dutan Rabban Yoshev Yisrael Mitzad Edro Shal Goy. If Yisrael is sitting on the side of the herd, the goy cholev lo, maybe lo ve'enu choshish. Perish when the kind of yoshim b'tzad edro shall goy b'chal she'enu roe cholev. In other words, the case is that he didn't see him cholev. He was just sitting by because he saw him. It's obvious that it's okay, so he didn't see him. Yeah, let's read that Gemara. Yeah, let's go back to the Gemara. Yeah, look on page 2, the Lama Testament base. Tanil Hazar and Yoshev Yisrael Batsad Edroshal shel achum. A Jew could sit on the side of the herd. And the guy could bring for him, whereas he's sitting by, and a guy is milking the cow, and you don't have to worry. So the Gemara says, "Hey, dam, ilek a dover tamei be'edro. If there's no dover tamei, there's no non-kosher animals in the herd. So certainly, pshita, that it's okay. Ve'idiga dover tamei be'edro, amai." But if it's a dover tamei, so why are you allowed him to bring it if the Jew doesn't see? In other words, here's a dover tamei, and if the Jew would stand up, he would see where they're taking it from. So, but if he yasi, when he sits, lo avi chazilei. So mal du teva came to yasi lo chazilei reichos gil ma maisi marv bekamash mulam came to chikai chazilei nisuchim nisos v'lum arabe. So he says that it's talking about that the Jew was sitting down and couldn't see. Right? The Jew was sitting down, but if at any given time he could stand up. So therefore he's nervous to what? To put something trafic. So the Gemara says, Meferish, that you don't need the Israel to see. As long as the Israel is there, And there is a Dover Tomei in the Edro, and he doesn't see where he's taking it from because he's sitting down. But any second he could stand up. And if he would stand up, he would see what's there. Any second he would stand up. So therefore, he's afraid. So, Chora, what do you see from here? That you don't need Yisrael Roei, because it's Beferish in the Gemara, even if the Yisrael does not see the Chaliva, but if he potentially could see, that's good enough. Yeah. So the Pri Chodesh back on page 31 says, so he says, you see from this Gemara, there's no Dover Tomei in the Eder, and for sure it's okay. There has to be a Chashash. So if there's no Dover Tomei in the herd, so even if he didn't say anything, it's Mutter. He doesn't see the Chaliv at all. And if it's a Dover Tomei Be'edro, so then the Mater, in other words, if he potentially could see, like those we did, but he says, so he says, Haridin, Chol of Kigvina. What's the thing by Gvina? So by Gvina, we say the halacha is that you need the Israel to make the milk, to make the cheese. And even in a place where they don't make the cheese with non-kosher stomach, you know, that's the agent that's making it caused to coagulate. It's still awesome because it's a low plug, because some communities make it with non-kosher things to cause the milk to become cheese. But even if that's it's a low plug, right? But when it comes to Chol of Yisrael, it's not a low plug. Because by Chol of Yisrael, we see the halacha is that God said in Chol of Yisrael that if there's no Dover Tameh, or if you're in a situation where you don't see, but theoretically you can see, then it's mutter. But so it wasn't a low plug. It wasn't a low plug that you have to see. So it's sort of not like a Dover Sheva Minyan. So Dover Sheva Minyan means they made it across the board, whether the reason applies or doesn't apply. So the Dorsh Minyan is like a low pluk, right? But here it says Beferish in the Gemara that if the Israel, if there's no Dover Tome in the Eder, it's Mutter. And if the Israel doesn't see, but any given second he could stand up and he'll see where he got it from. And there is a Dover Tome Be'edro, but the Israel any second could stand up and see that he where he was milking from. And that's good enough. But you see, Beferish said the Prichadosh, that the concept of Ein Yisrael Ro'ehu is not an absolute. Because the Gemara says Beferish, if you don't have a Dover Tomei, the Goy is milking, but there's no non-kosher animal in the corral. Or even if there is, but you're close enough to, if you would stand up, you'd see which one he's taking for, even though Lamaisi didn't. But any given second, you could stand up and you could call him on it. So the Prichadosh says, you see from here that Chol of Yisrael is subjective. Subjective. Is there a chashash that there's a Dover Tomei or is not? If it's no chashash, then it's butter. That's what the Prichadosh says. It's based on the Gemara. So it's not my chiddush. It's my favorite of the Gemara. Because the Gemara says, "E ain Dover Tomei Be'edro, Pshita." That it's mutter, even without the Israel. And if it's Yesh Dover Tomei Be'edro, and you're sitting by, even though you can't see from where you're sitting, but you can stand up any given second, you'll see. That's good enough. So you see that even though the Gemara uses, the Mishnah uses a Lashon of Ein Yisrael Ro'ehu, that's not absolute. And it's mutter, even in Yisrael Ro'ehu. So this is the it's clear that the Prichadosh Shita is that it's not an absolute. So even though the reason, so basically he's saying when the reason doesn't apply, then this Gezerah doesn't apply. Now you said, do we ask the question? How do we know? Because the Gemara says Beferish that E Ein Yisrael Ro'ehu Pshita. He ain't Dover Tomei Be'edro, that it's mutter. So the Gemara says Pshita. What do you mean Pshita? Maybe it's a low plug. It's a Dover Sheba Minyan. So you see from this Gemara, says the Prichadosh on Lama Tess in the base. That all these things are mutter. So this is the Prichadosh. So the Prichadosh basically, you don't have to wait for Rav Moshe. So it's a Rav Moshe. You don't need to wait for Rav Moshe. The Prichadosh already said. And then he quotes a tshuva from the Radvaz as well. Let's see the Radvaz. Pages the Radvaz. See the Radvaz. What page is the Chuvas Radvaz, Rabosa? 29. Sha'alta ol, she'elas, chol of shechol bo'achem, ain't Yisrael Ro'ehu, ain't shom Dover Tomei. There's no Jew there, but there's no Dover Tomei there either. Kigon, she'ein b'mokom lo gomol, b'lo chamor. There's no camel, and there's no donkey, nor the kever. Kigon, she'ein b'mokom lo chadir, v'udod ablo shom Dover Tomei, v'yotzo, maybe lo hanochi follow me also a deer. A lawyer Yoholoroso, follow Klal, Hashelin, to say somebody brought it. There's no Dover Tomei in the Eder, but no one saw Shuva. So he says, when it comes to Gavina, that was a low plug. It was a low plug. The machlok is the shachols, the big vinas Israel. You need Israel to make the to make the gvina. Either he owns the gvina, he makes the gvina, and the Ramah says even if he just sees it. But he says when it comes to, he says gvina page 30, nesra b'minyan. Not common. Locate machal of shachol b'nach nachri. Wow, this is a very powerful, so the Radvaz, that's one of the things that the Pri Chadash quotes, this truth is Radvaz. And the question is, how does anyone say differently? There was those that are choshesh v'chol of Yisrael. Zman hazeh. So what are they going to say to this Shuvas Radvaz? And so you say, the argument with the Radvaz, but the Radvaz is quoting the Gemara. It's not like he's saying a grois achidish, the Radvaz. He's quoting the sugya, Lamatesim and base. So what do you want from the Radvaz? Don't blame the Radvaz. Radvaz is very chashuv. Someone told me when he used to be a balabas, they used to land Rav Bik, because that's his summer home. Rav Bik never went away from his shul and Shabbos. As he said, as I heard. Never went away for Shabbos, but sometimes in the summer he would go away during the week. Monday to Thursday, something like that. Not Shabbos. Never leave the shul on Shabbos. And supposedly he would bring a Chuvas Radvaz with him. Learn Chuvas Radvaz. What do you say? It's a Chuvas Radvaz. He says, and cheese, that's more. That's more chabur, gvina sapa. But Chol Yisrael is much more kal. So that's what the Rava says. It's not a davar shebeminyan. Cheese is davar shebeminyan. Chol is not a davar shebeminyan. So we're going to have to say, how does it happen? It's not like he's saying a chiddush. He's just quoting the Gemara. So why is... Well, why does anyone say otherwise? How do you get out of that? How do you get out of this? So we'll have to see in future shiurim. So what's the other side? Well, because you say, you see the famous of the Gemara. The Gemara says that if Drew didn't see the Chaliva, but there's no Dover Tame Be'edro, or if he didn't see it, but he could potentially see it if you would stand up, then that's okay.
Why is cheese?
So cheese has a more chomer dikra thing. Cheese, if a non-Jew manufactures cheese, even though it's all kosher ingredients, it's treif. The only shaila is soft cheese, as I say.
May not be considered kabbina.
Maybe it's not considered gvina. But Moshe wrote a tshuva to Rav Schwab about this. Well, the blintzes, yeah. Avram Gordimer wrote a whole article called Say Cheese. He wrote an article. He says that if you get blintzes, so what is it? So it depends. Are you getting blintzes from Goldstein's blintzes? A Hamisha blintzes? Well, you're getting it from a non-Hamish thing, but you're having an OU on it, or whatever, okay, whatever, you know. So he says that, so that's the thing, because the cheese, so if it's a Hamish brand, so then it's all done, all from Israel. It's Venus Israel. But if it's not a Hamish brand, So then mamash should see the cheese belongs to the guy and it was made by a guy. Unless you say that that soft cheese is not called cheese, I'll be there. Because it doesn't need the Dover Hamami. See, cheese can become cheese just taking milk out of the sun. You'll see, it could get clumpy like cheese. You don't need an agent, the Dover Hamami, to make it. So that's why Moshe had this far that maybe I'm making a dip cheese, not cheese. Except the Aruch HaShulchan is mach. He says, no. What he calls Gvina Poshet. It's cheese. So therefore, if you have cheese that comes from a non-Hamish thing, even though it has an Ahashkatha on it, if you don't like Aruch HaShulchan, you can't eat such cheese. So that's a good chumrah. So maybe it's not a chumrah, maybe it's secret din. But if you're getting cheese, and Gordon points out, that's why the Hamish brands are going to be more expensive. In other words, they do this because else they need a mashkiach tamid. And that means that any time you're making a run of cheese, you got to get the mashkiach to come and you have to fly him out to the plant. And who's going to pay for it in the end? The consumer. He's going to pay for his plane ticket and his hotel room. And so when you're paying the money in the grocery store, you're contributing to the mashkiach's plane ticket and his hotel room and all things. So that's why. So they have share and make it about that, so it's not as expensive. But it might be. They're assuming that it's not cheese, but that's finished. That's a big question. Is soft cheese considered cheese on pizza? So Moshe had a svar l'hakel. Maybe it's not.
That's a big svar. It's sort of mistaber.
Is it mistaber?
Maybe. Don't need a mavet. Takes all four svaras.
You don't need a mind being, so then that's not cheese.
It's soft cheese that doesn't need the rennet.
Right.
So mozzarella has rennet.
That's soft. So that's the svar l'hakel. But Maisa Ramosai, But if it has rennet, then there's going to be a problem. If there's no, then you need a mashkiach tamidi.
So what is that?
Avram Levitt, he himself was a person who was a mashkiach on cheese. Correct. Let's hear from Avram Levitt.
Yes.
And what did you do? You put the rennet in the.
Put the rennet in the vat of milk when it was a regular weekday, but on Shabbos, I just watched the other guy do it.
What, a non-Jew?
Yeah. Really? I watched him do it. Yeah, that's what the OU wanted me to do.
So they were relying on the Ramah? Because according to the Shach, watching is not good enough. You have to either own the cheese or you have to actually put the rennet in it. So you're saying that we make it for the Ramon chops?
I don't know. And then there's another cheese plant where you stay in a room. Every 45 minutes, a buzzer rings. You just press a button. And if you don't press the button within a certain amount of time, it just goes by itself.
Oh, so that's press the button to cause the rennet to go in.
Right. And that's under the okay. It's in Idaho.
Yeah, you did that too?
No, I have a friend that did that.
A friend that did.
But you don't even go out of the room. There's a bed. You just stay in bed, and there's a there's a buzzer. You just press this button every 45 minutes, and if you sleep through it, it just does it on its own.
Uh-huh. So then it's a problem.
That's what it is.
Uh-huh. Yeah, okay. But that's what the Radva says. So according to the Pre-Chadash, But what I'm saying is that the Pre-Chadash, It's hard even to say this is the sheet of the Prefadish, because Lamais is it's beferish in the Gemara. So that's question six is Tein Divrei Prefadish. The question four is the murder of Orizar about Eimad David Tami Be'edro, etc. Question five is what does the Shulchan Aruch say? See that inside Shulchan Aruch Kuf Tes Vav Sif Aleph, where he says Chol Shachol Bo Yis Goy Ve Yisrael Roeyu Asur Shem Yira Bo Tami Tami Chol Bo Beis Of Yisrael Yoshim Bo Chutz Yodeh Shem Bo Tami Tami Be'iro Be'edro Kutar Afilu Ein If there's any dover top of Edro, you're good. And how you load over to page 26. How you load over top of Edro? If you can stand up, that's also good. And question seven is the Radvaz. What? Well, question three was just that Gemara of Avodah Zarah on Laman Hey Amid Bays about where the Gemara says Pshita. Or what did you do? That is Yisrael Reu. What's the problem? You'll just see if it's kosher milk, non kosher milk based on the color. But you'll see based on the, you know, if you can make it become into cheese. And then question eight, Tein Divrei Hashari Dura. Let's see the Shari Dura. Here's the Shari Dura, page 9. Says Chol Shachol Bo Goy Ve'en Yisrael Roeyu Afilu Ein Behemah Tameah B'Dir Also Lo Lipa Churba Minei. So the Shari Dura is saying that it's Asa. Cards against the Gemara, right? The Lo Lipa Churba Minei. Something bad shouldn't come out of this. Part again, you should get a nochosh. Not because of Rashi. So what's this Shari Dura saying? Is this the Chara, this is against the Gemara. Because the Gemara says, "Ain the bema tamei b'dir is mutter." And then he says that the Prechadosh says that means that there's no chol of tamei if you are heard. But there's call of Tommy in the city. In other words, this Shari Dura is quoted in the Prechadosh. Because in Chari, you read the Prechadosh Shari Dura from Shuto, it's against the Gemara. Because the Gemara says if there's no call of Tommy in his herd, the Gemara says it's Mutter. And here he says it's Asa. So he says, it must be that there's Chol of Tomei, at least in the city. Not necessarily, that's why you need a Yisrael. Okay, so we'll have to see more about this. But the Shari Dura, for first glance, is Mefarish against the Gemara. So you have to have some shot at the Shari Dura. Okay, So we'll speak about that more tomorrow, Bezim. That's question number 8. Okay, so Rabosai, tomorrow, Bezim Shem, Thursday. So we'll do, continue Chazara, and we'll do Chumash, Pashas Vayera. Okay, and we'll continue from there. So everyone should have a good day with that. Please stay for Mincha. Have Mincha. And from there. Okay, have a good day, everybody.
Thanks, Rabbi.